Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Beauty pageants are an interesting beast these days. Out of favour for a number of years, interest has increased recently, and over the past week or so, we've seen a fair bit of coverage on the telly, convincing us that being a beauty queen is these days not just about looks. Well, if that's the case, we thought let's test that theory by doing an interview on the radio, an industry where it's definitely not about looks, as Russell and I can attest to. Joining us now is the newly crowned Miss Universe New Zealand, Miss Aconaheat, Rhea Van Dyke. Hello.
Hello.
Miss Aconaheat. Now, I've got to be honest, because there was Miss East Auckland and Miss Hutt Valley and that. When you got Aconaheat, you know, did you kind of go, really, I have to be called that?
No. I actually know the people from Aconaheat, and their business is based in South Africa, and my dad is from South Africa, so I thought it fit quite well.
How does that work, though? I mean, is it that you would have, if you hadn't have been sponsored or that position would have been sponsored, you would have been called Miss something, Miss Howarth,
yes,
or Miss whatever it would have been?
Right. I was in Miss Auckland, and I didn't win that one, but they recognised me from there and wanted me to further on and go into Miss New Zealand.
So you're like a wild card entry.
Oh, I guess you could call it that.
You have a BA honours with distinction in psychology and sociology.
Yes.
You're now working on your master's degree. That's happening right in the middle of all this excitement. How's that going?
Well, going from being a university student to being Miss Universe New Zealand is quite a change and something that I definitely did not expect. I think that for at least a semester, I'll be taking some downtime from university just to focus on being a good ambassador for New Zealand and carrying out all my roles.
And you get to go to Vegas too.
I know. It's very exciting. I can't wait. I've never been to Las Vegas before, and it's 3 weeks spent over there, so it'll be a lot of time to see around and look at all the sights, and yeah, it'll be fantastic.
So do you know much now about what happens when you get there?
I don't really know that much about it, but I know that as the weeks go on, I'll learn more and more about what's involved and what to prepare for and what to expect. But I can't wait. If you think about this, 83 other contestants from all around the world. So it's going to be a fantastic opportunity to meet other people.
Is this something you've done before? I mean, are you like, what was the name of the Jean-Benet Ramsey? Was that her name?
Yes.
It's a terrible one to bring up.
Yeah,
okay. That's not the best example. But have you been doing beauty pageants since you were little, or was this just a why not the first time you've decided to do something?
No, Miss Auckland was the first time I decided to do one. It was kind of a spontaneous decision, I guess you could call it. I was procrastinating at university and thinking, what can I look up on the internet?
It's really procrastinating.
As
I mean, I've done a few things for procrastination. I've tidied my kitchen when I've been trying to write an article or something. I've never entered a beauty contest.
Well, there's a reason for that, Dave.
Yeah, well, there are any number of reasons. But it's an interesting, I mean, had it been something you'd thought about before?
Well, it's something that I think my friends and family had kind of suggested that I should look into and possibly do one day, and I thought, why not? And went from there.
why say Miss Universe New Zealand and not, say, New Zealand's Next Top Model?
I like that with pageants it promotes a healthy body image, and I'm a curvy girl, so I like that. I think that New Zealand's Next Top Model, it's more of a very slim kind of ideal, and I would probably not eat if I had to go and do something like that, which would be horrible because I love food and I love cooking and baking and all sorts of things like that. So,
all right. Mm-hmm. So having decided to enter it, I mean, did you get much flack from people, or has everyone been really supportive? Because, I mean, you must accept that there's obviously people have a perception of what it is to be in a beauty contest.
Definitely. I actually received a lot of positive feedback from my friends. They were all really supportive, and my partner as well, and my family. I think it's more since doing Miss New Zealand, some people go, you know, is it true, the stigma surrounding pageants? And, yeah, it's good to get the real message out there as well, yeah.
See, because we're talking to you now, and you're obviously a smart woman, and you can talk, but some of the people that we saw on TV, and I'm not going to go into specifics, probably weren't the best ambassadors for the pageant, you know, in terms of breaking down those stereotypes.
Mm.
Would you sort of accept that?
Yes, I guess I can accept that. I just hope that...
Do you ever cringe, though, when you just go, oh, really? Really? Because we're just trying to make a point that we're actually a bit beyond this.
Yes. I mean, for anyone, when you're on, you've got pressure on you and you're on the spot, and sometimes you can say silly things. And I think that's been the case, especially in pageants, because you're often on the spot and you're in doing public speaking when you least expect it.
Like right now.
Like right now, exactly. But I just hope that during my reign as Miss New Zealand that I can actually promote a positive pageantry image and help young women to increase their self-esteem and have a more positive body image.
So have you had, or are you going to have, any kind of training in that public speaking? Because that's a really hard thing to just come into.
It is, actually. Well, I don't have any experience in public speaking. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Well, I was doing quite well.
I was thinking you enunciate quite clearly. You seem to get your words out quite well. And have you had vocal training?
No, I've never had any kind of vocal training before. This is completely new for me, which is something that I love about pageants. They actually promote doing public speaking, and you know, you have to speak on stage and speak clearly and concisely and learn how to answer questions that you haven't prepared for. So I love that aspect of it because it really challenges you. But I was thinking of, before going over to Miss Universe, possibly doing a Toastmasters course or something like that, just to get me up to speed with public speaking.
Now your mother is in the room, and she's obviously done a great job of bringing you up so that you didn't have this awful Kiwi twang, rising inflections and things like that. But despite the fact that she's in the room, I'm still going to ask you. A lot of Miss Worlds, Miss Universes, and things like that come crumbling down when, say, 6 months into their reign, it's found out that actually they've got a website from back in the day that no one knew about. That sort of thing. Any skeletons in your closet? Was that a worry?
That's not a worry.
No,
for me. That's one thing that I said to the director of Miss Universe New Zealand. She doesn't have to worry about that. I know that with Miss USA at the moment, there's the big scandal about her doing pole dancing. But no, there's no pole dancing, no naughty pictures, no heavy drinking, nothing like that.
Do you have to sign?
Sorry, guys.
Do you have to sign something to that effect, or do they just ask you and you say no, it's all fine?
I have told them. I haven't yet signed a contract, but there is a contract involved just to make sure that during the year that I am Miss New Zealand that I don't have a poor image and I don't do anything that would bring shame on the Miss New Zealand image.
What's your aim in terms of, you know, your studies and how this fits in with that in terms of what you're going to do after this?
Well, I've always been interested in women's issues, gender issues, and promoting healthy body image. So I would love to open a clinic that would be for a young woman to come in and to promote their identity and learning what they want to do, valuing what they want to do, as opposed to feeling as though they have to do everything that other people say that they need to do or they should do. I think it's really important for identity formation for young women. And also I'd love to just be a positive role model.
Do you? I mean, there's a classic, you know, there'll possibly be people out there listening, classic criticism, you're saying, well, beauty contests are all about the opposite of, you know, they're about saying looks is the most important thing. How would you answer that?
Well, I think that being in a pageant myself and having no experience and not really knowing what to expect when I went into it, I was wondering the same thing as well. And but I learnt very quickly that with being surrounded by so many beautiful young women that you need more than just beauty to set you apart, and that's what's so lovely about all the girls. They're intelligent, a lot of them have master's degrees or bachelor's degrees or training in some sort, and they're all so lovely and so friendly. And I know people want to hear the dirt and they want to hear, oh, there's cat fights in the back, but there's really not. For Miss New Zealand, we were all like sisters, really, and it was kind of sad to leave them.
That must be the most common question that I've heard in the last couple of weeks is, tell us about the girls, are they really? Because, I mean, I heard that Mr. East Auckland had a chronic drinking problem, but no, we won't ask you that. Look, that's been fantastic. So the prizes, are you walking? I mean, I saw you pull up in a Porsche. Was that one of the...
I wish. That would be very nice.
What did you win?
I won some luggage, which would be great for Las Vegas. I definitely need some more luggage. I've won so much hair care, probably about a year's supply of hair care. I won't be needing any of that at the supermarket. And I've won quite a few thousands of dollars worth of clothing as well.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Look, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We hope that your reign does continue the whole year and that nothing, you know, comes out. And they keep the drinking in check
and all that sort of stuff.
And all the best for the competition is in August the 23rd.
That's right.
All the best.
Thank you very much.
The new Miss Universe New Zealand, Rhea Van Dyke there. After the break, a new drug developed in Auckland that could have major implications for first aid care, and bulletproof goes dubstep. We'll find out what that means.